第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は、問20から問22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問20から問22の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22.
Now let me tell you a story. When we lived in Japan many years ago, my American friend Jane came to visit us with her Japanese boss, who wanted to meet my husband. After he left, we decided to open the gift that he had brought. Surprisingly, it was a neatly packed live lobster. I started laughing and shouting, "It's alive! It's alive!" But Jane, who'd just gone to the bathroom, thought I was yelling, "It's a lie! It's a lie!" She thought we were having an argument, so she was afraid to come back into the living room. When she finally returned, she realized that we were not fighting, but laughing at such an unexpected gift. We had never cooked a lobster before, so we didn't know what to do. In those days, there was no internet to get information, so we went and asked a neighbor. Meanwhile, we had put the lobster in a sink full of water. When we came home, the lobster had become so lively that we no longer had the heart to cook it. We managed to get it back into the box, and we gave it to the neighbor instead.
Listen again.
Now let me tell you a story. When we lived in Japan many years ago, my American friend Jane came to visit us with her Japanese boss, who wanted to meet my husband. After he left, we decided to open the gift that he had brought. Surprisingly, it was a neatly packed live lobster. I started laughing and shouting, "It's alive! It's alive!" But Jane, who'd just gone to the bathroom, thought I was yelling, "It's a lie! It's a lie!" She thought we were having an argument, so she was afraid to come back into the living room. When she finally returned, she realized that we were not fighting, but laughing at such an unexpected gift. We had never cooked a lobster before, so we didn't know what to do. In those days, there was no internet to get information, so we went and asked a neighbor. Meanwhile, we had put the lobster in a sink full of water. When we came home, the lobster had become so lively that we no longer had the heart to cook it. We managed to get it back into the box, and we gave it to the neighbor instead.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を一つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
So, Reina, what would you do if we had 5 million yen to improve our school?
I can think of so many things, Ichiro. One idea would be to put a roof over the bicycle parking area. Don't you hate it when it rains and your bike gets wet? We could also put some picnic tables on the grassy area over by the bike stands. That would give students a place to have lunch or hang out after school. And we could make the entrance look a lot nicer. What about painting it a bright color and buying some plants and flowers?
Well, those are all great ideas, Reina. I especially like putting a roof over the bicycles. But to tell the truth, if we had that much money to spend, I think it'd be better to spend it on one big thing rather than a lot of little things.
Oh, yeah, good point, Ichiro.
I think it'd be better if we had free Wi-Fi everywhere in the school. Internet access would help us study more. We could get a lot of information that would help us with our homework. And there are so many educational websites that are usually free. Best of all, we could chat with the students at our sister school in Australia. Don't you agree, Mayuko?
Well, that's a pretty good idea, Ichiro. But the library has internet access, and most students already have smartphones or tablet PCs. I think it'd be better to buy solar panels instead. That electricity could be used all over the school. We could have hot water in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. Oh, I know. We could make a roof for the bicycles out of the solar panels. That would kill two birds with one stone.
Listen again.
So, Reina, what would you do if we had 5 million yen to improve our school?
I can think of so many things, Ichiro. One idea would be to put a roof over the bicycle parking area. Don't you hate it when it rains and your bike gets wet? We could also put some picnic tables on the grassy area over by the bike stands. That would give students a place to have lunch or hang out after school. And we could make the entrance look a lot nicer. What about painting it a bright color and buying some plants and flowers?
Well, those are all great ideas, Reina. I especially like putting a roof over the bicycles. But to tell the truth, if we had that much money to spend, I think it'd be better to spend it on one big thing rather than a lot of little things.
Oh, yeah, good point, Ichiro.
I think it'd be better if we had free Wi-Fi everywhere in the school. Internet access would help us study more. We could get a lot of information that would help us with our homework. And there are so many educational websites that are usually free. Best of all, we could chat with the students at our sister school in Australia. Don't you agree, Mayuko?
Well, that's a pretty good idea, Ichiro. But the library has internet access, and most students already have smartphones or tablet PCs. I think it'd be better to buy solar panels instead. That electricity could be used all over the school. We could have hot water in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. Oh, I know. We could make a roof for the bicycles out of the solar panels. That would kill two birds with one stone.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。